used by the Incas to symbolize the sun god, and portrayed through art in distant Andes temples. The sunflower is known the world over as having an affection for the sun. But how might it be used as a tool for the element of air? What practical and magical properties can aid you in your daily practices, and how might it improve your ability to communicate clearly? In this episode, we explore the sunflower and the elixir of air on Witchcraft Deconstructed. The elixir of air is taken to improve the communication of ideas and information, opening up your ability to speak and focusing your mind on the critical elements you're trying to convey. It is also taken as a blessing before any travel to guard against spirits that might corrupt you on your journey. To understand this potent potion, we have to do a quick review of the element of air and its agency, the attributes that complement it, and get familiar with the ingredients we're going to be using. The element of air is an agent for the movement of information, and it resides in the direction of the east. And this makes sense, as the east, even in name, represents the dawn, a period of time where our waking mind becomes active, and our thoughts of the day become organized into something we can communicate. The element of air then facilitates the movement of information, be it by the vibration of our vocal cords to create ripples in the gases we breathe, spreading out to be picked up by the tiny bones in our ears, or it could be in the form of light bouncing off of objects and into our eyes. And even still, your body in motion to take you from one location to another is the movement of information. You are a package of information. This is why the Greek god Hermes is not only the messenger with wings on his feet, but the patron of travelers. All things have information, and the movement of that information, what we call communication, is governed by the element of air. To complement air, the color yellow is often used to prepare the mind for the movement of information. The color itself represents the light temperature of the rising sun, and studies have found that just seeing it invigorates the mind. Think of all things in your life that are the color yellow, and a common theme will begin to emerge. Yellow draws attention to the desired movement of information. It is bees moving pollen, the genetic information of plants, from flower to flower. It is the yellow lines in the middle of the road, communicating whether you could pass the car in front of you, and the color of your turn signal to tell people behind you you plan to pass someone. It is the yellow post-it notes that you might scrawl a phone number on with your yellow number 2 pencil, after finding the means to communicate with somebody in the yellow pages of your phone book. The color yellow is used to draw attention, to convey information. So, we can't talk about the element air without appreciating its home in the east and some of its complementary attributes, such as the color yellow. But now that we have some context, we can dive into the primary ingredient to our elixir, the common sunflower. The sunflower faces the east in the morning and uses a technique of expanding or contracting the cells in its stem. It moves with the sun in a motion called heliotropism, and at night turns back to the east to await the rising of the sun. Nearly the whole flower is edible, including the leaves, petals, and most popularly, its seeds. Its seeds are 25% protein and 50% unsaturated fats. A cup of seeds will satisfy a day's worth of vitamin E for maintaining a strong immunity, healthy skin, and eyes. The ground-up leaves, or oil, have antimicrobial and antifungal properties and have been used to increase the healing speeds of wounds and cuts. Those who have an allergy to peanuts will find that sunflower seed butter is an excellent substitute for peanut butter. But key to our elixir is that the sunflower seed is an expectorant that can reduce excess fluids in the lungs. Magical attributes for anything in the craft are often properties that transition beyond its physical effects. For example, birchwood has the magical properties of being good for new beginnings and diligent, which it likely got those attributes from its use in besoms, or brooms, where new beginnings were an event of cleaning that required diligence and thoroughness. In like fashion, the transitive magical properties of the sunflower include clarity of mind, recall, and communication, as well as grounding our minds so new ideas don't float away. It provides a strong feeling of wellness and protection against those who would attack us indirectly, as well as sharpening our ability to not only see with clarity, but to see into the truth of the information others are communicating to us. Again, what is true within has transitive symbolism that our magical mind will accept. An elixir, by definition, is a solution of alcohol and water used as a vehicle for medicinal substances, and our elixir of air will leverage the medicinal and transitive magical properties of the sunflower. So here's what you're going to need. You're going to need one part pulverized ground sunflower seeds, in this case a half cup, 10 parts water, or 5 cups, 1 part sugar, half cup, and 2 parts alcohol, 1 cup. First, get your water boiling. Use a ceramic kettle or non-metal container if you have it. Once boiling, add your pulverized sunflower seeds and boil for about an hour without a lid. Once it's down to about 2/5 volume or about 2 cups remaining, take it off the heat and strain the solution through a cloth to get the seeds and sediment out. Next, add your sugar. Stir it in until it's dissolved and there's none visible in the solution. It helps if the liquid's still hot as it will dissolve faster. Set this aside, let it cool for a little while. Lastly, add alcohol that's about 70 proof, or 35%. Gin or whiskey will do, however I found a brand of sunflower whiskey called Taza Ray, made by Dalton Distillery in Georgia, that I felt would add an extra oomph of sunflower to our elixir. Once added, stir it in, and store it in a bottle clearly labeled Elixir of Air, aka Cough Syrup. If you want a bit of color, add a few yellow sunflower petals to the mix. So how should you use your newfound elixir? Well, from a medicinal perspective, should you get a bad cough or sore throat, take 1 or 2 spoonfuls 3 to 4 times a day to reduce that lung mucus and clear your airways. It is literally good for increasing your capacity for taking in air and improving communication as a result. Now that said, I'm not a doctor. However, this is a common recipe found across a number of online resources that are both medical and holistic in nature. Also, too much alcohol can cloud the mind and make you sleepy, so moderation in all things. As we mentioned before, the practical effects have a transitive symbolic effect in our magical practices, so if you're having trouble communicating ideas, put a drop on your tongue. You're going to take a long trip and want a little peace of mind over the protection of yourself, your bags, or your vehicle? Sprinkle a few drops on your car or luggage. Want to improve communication pathways between you and another person? Create a poppet and anoint it with your elixir. And there you have it. Both a practical and symbolically driven potion, firmly planted in your East Quarter and dedicated to the element of air to assist you in your daily practices. This is your resident wizard, Reverend Wade. Thanks for listening.